Everybody, it's Devin Boker, day 12 of 500, Radical Acceptance. As someone who spends much of their life in their own head, trying to adapt and adjust to the best you can be for others, it's hard to untangle the real you from the one you are for others and the one you believe others see you as. Having social anxiety, generalized anxiety, suffering through depression, it leads you to question and berate yourself for every little thing. You're basically never fill in the blank enough. The challenge is to make it up the mountain, but it requires you to first accept that you're at the bottom, but that you are equipped how you are, that you have to make the climb. And that you can to begin with. In other words, you have to accept reality. Work within what that means. Don't fight. Don't ruminate over what you wish reality was and find yourself imprisoned in your own mind. One way of doing this is through something I learned about through therapy on BetterHelp. Actually, it's called Radical Acceptance. The basic principle here is that fighting reality, refusing to accept it, it's only going to lead to greater suffering. And it's true. Does it mean you have to like it, condone it, or remain helpless? No. It means you have to get out of your own head, look at the world, the situation, your life for what it is, to gain the clarity needed to actually do the climbing. Accept yourself, accept your conditions, move forward. Honestly, if you think about humans simply in terms of evolution, that only makes sense. For example, if you're living as a hunter-gatherer 10,000 years ago, fell into a deep depression because the herd had moved on and the drought was keeping the plants from growing, you're not going to last long. But if you can accept the situation for what it is, you can get up, keep calm, carry on. It ties into gratitude, too. Being grateful for what you have now evolutionarily speaking is way more advantageous than focusing on what you don't have or what has gone wrong. This idea obviously doesn't apply to everything, but only the things that are actually beyond our control. This means, though, that you have to first be able to identify and accept what you can and can't influence, change, or control. Here's how to practice. Accept yourself for who you are. Accept what you can and can't control. Take a scan of your life from a place of no judgment and without shame. Acknowledge what you see and learn. Accept reality. Be mindful and present. Move forward. All easier said than done, for sure. In the meantime, here are four more things I'm grateful for. Little things. Number 45. When the cashier gives you your change separate from your receipt and cash so you don't have to awkwardly fumble while trying to get things into your wallet and pockets. Number 46, getting the USB in the right way the first time. Number 47, instant oatmeal. I forgot how much I love that stuff. Number 48, being in queue position 1 in an online support chat right away when you join. More tomorrow.